Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Guys have Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Write this down. Write it down. You like writing things down.
Write that down. I don't have a pencil.
Well, remember that.
Write them down. It's like a personal contract with ourselves.
Welcome in to the OG version of Write That Down here on Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd and the Score North YouTube channel. The only show in America dumb enough to put statistics next to our predictions, unlike all those other talking heads out there that want you to forget when they're wrong. We highlight when we are wrong, as you'll see on the accountability session here coming up. But boys, before we get into how this works and our predictions for the week, the Twins are back in town here. So they play, they play a day game in Milwaukee today, but then the home opener is tomorrow, Thursday, at Target Field, 3:10 p.m. against the Gardos, the Cleveland Gardos. First 10,000 fans through the gates get an opening weekend beanie. You get to see Byron Buxton flying around center field. Pablo Lopez slated to start that game. You'll see Declan Goff roaming around the ballpark. Very exciting. Twins.com/tickets. Twins.com/tickets.
Very right, excited. Boys. Should be end. At first, it looked like the forecast was that it was going to be great as of last week. Then on Monday, it was like, oh, this might be chilly. And now it looks like it's still going to be okay. This weekend should be a little bit warmer and better. So that's good signs. Very good signs. Also, stay tuned on the Score North social channels. AJ and Rost reviewed the food at Target Field. AJ had so many hot takes on the food that we might have to bring him on the Twin Show to explain more. Let's just say the baked potato option in the Legends Club, you're going to want to see AJ's review of that.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Is that going out today on Score
Social?
Yeah,
should be today or tomorrow morning at the latest. But yes, I think today.
So it's always very exciting when they unveil the new foods at Target Field. So yeah, keep an eye out, Score North Social. By the way, we launched a new Score North Twin Show YouTube channel a few weeks ago. It's just the Score North Twin Show on YouTube. You can find links to it by just... if you just type it into the YouTube search bar, or if you go to Purple Daily or the Score North YouTube channel, you'll see on those homepages a place to find it. So here's how this works. Three predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. Those are really the only rules. We keep track of batting averages and home runs here on Write That Down. And listeners, if you want to be like Eric and make predictions as a guest listener participant, you can send Declan a message through the Score North app and we will get you scheduled. So, all right, boys, let's do the accountability, starting with you, Judd.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Judd.
Okay.
Got a lot to cover here with Judd.
Yeah, good.
We'll start with the bad. You said the Twins would steal two or more bases on opening day.
They stole none, if I recall correctly.
Nope. They should steal more bases. They have Buxton out there.
At this point in time, you should run. Yes.
Get that prolific base stealer, Carlos Correa.
Rob Manfred wants you to run. Run. Be free.
Be free. The bases are bigger. The pitchers have constraints as to how many times they can throw over.
Exactly.
Pablo Lopez will strike out at least 8 Royals hitters on opening day. He stopped at 7.
That's too bad. I feel good about that, though. Like, I was tracking correctly. I've been slumping, so I feel good about my tracking of that one.
Yeah. You did, however, say Gopher Hockey will not make the Frozen Four.
Thank you.
And that Royce Lewis would hit a home run in the opener against the Royals. That's a home run.
Boy, did I get under the wire on that one.
Now, you were guilty of duplicating your prediction on that, because like 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before, you said Royce Lewis will homer in the Twins' first game of the season.
Well, they're both correct. I'd like to see them both in green.
And the rules are, if we catch you making a duplicate prediction, then we can only count one of them.
I would never do that. That's a mistake on my part, by the way. I would never do that on purpose.
And this one has to stay on the board for now, but you're tracking here. You said 2 years ago, Mark Lorry and Alex Rodriguez would back out or not complete their purchase of the Timberwolves. They would not become majority owners.
And we're on track for that.
But yeah, yes, right, you're now, right. It's in the right. We need finality. I believe it sounds like the NBA Board of Governors meeting is on April 9th.
Okay.
And there might even be some finality then, or there could be like months of. Because I think if the NBA Board of Governors comes in and says, you know, whether the paperwork was submitted or not, we don't care.
Right.
It's a no.
Right.
Right. I think they could do that next week if they wanted to.
Would the arbitrator then be out of the process? Like, can they do, or would.
I don't know. I think the NBA can come in at any point and basically be like, we're not cool with these guys. So get them out of here.
Okay. Well. I hope
I don't know for sure what's going to happen, though.
Am I write that down? All right.
Okay, nice. a few for me here. We'll start with the bad. Pablo Lopez will strike out the first batter he faces. He did not. I said last year, Byron Buxton will not play in the outfield again in the 2023 season.
Correct.
Nor would he play in a regular season game in the outfield in March or April of 2024. No faith by me. No faith.
How could you?
I told you guys, however, that Purdue would make it despite all of their recent failures in the NCAA tournament, that they would get to the Elite Eight, and they did, and even further. And it took the third tiebreaker over OKC to make this happen, but I said the Wolves would be in sole possession of first place in the West again at some point this year. Record-wise, they were tied with OKC, but and by the way, the first tiebreaker is head-to-head, which they're 2-2 against each other. And then, what was the second? The second tiebreaker was, are you winning your division? Well, they're both in the same division. Okay. So the third tiebreaker is division record. And the Wolves were, at the time of them being tied, the Wolves were 12-3 in division. OKC was 12-4. So by a half game in the third tiebreaker...
Congratulations. That's a lot of work to just deduct that to give yourself a point.
Worth it. 100% worth it.
All right.
Listeners, Nate said the Wolves will finish as a top six team in the West. They clinched that last night.
Very nice.
They cannot fall out of the top six. Declan, strap in. Busy week for Declan here.
Yeah.
We'll start with the bad. Declan said the Twins would blow a save opportunity in Kansas City.
Don't score runs on Saturday, Sunday, and that won't happen.
You said Byron Buxton would hit his first home run of the season, or would hit the first home run of the season for the Twins.
Yeah,
they have won. Royce Lewis, first inning opening day. They have not homered since.
You said the Twins would trade at least one of these players by opening day: Kirloff, Julian, or Walner. And you had an opening day parlay of Carlos Santana batting leadoff. Royce Lewis batting fourth, Kirloff, Walner, Julian not in the starting lineup.
Not even close, yeah.
But you did say the Wolves would go exactly 6-2 in their final 8 games to end the month of March, which is a home run.
Okay.
You needed that Bulls collapse on March 31st.
Hey, thank you for losing.
To make it happen.
Appreciate it.
And you said Josh Staumont would not be on the 26-man opening day roster. He is not. He's on the injured list. He's not on the 26. So not bad in the end. Listeners right now off to a hot start. A 500 average on the season. I'm at 353. Declan 350. Judd at 278. Declan leads with two home runs. Judd and I each have one home run. Listeners still in search of their first. Career stats dating back several years, back to 2018. Declan, a 360 career average. Judd, 326. I'm at 273. Listeners, 264. Judd with 313 career hits. Listeners with 55 career home runs. Lead those categories. So, woo!
That's a lot right there.
A lot of stuff there. Let's bring him in. Let's bring Eric, the guest listener predictor.
Good morning.
Eric, what's going on, man? What are you up to today?
Just working right now. So I'm coming out to the car office to do a quick call.
Okay. So, when did you become a Minnesota sports fan? What's your backstory?
So I was born and raised up in Minneapolis area, kind of all over Western suburbs. So being a Vikings fan, everything since I can remember, and, kind of a funny story. My parents were still going to Vikings games when my mom was pregnant. And that was kind of the only time that I would do somersaults. So the way I look at it, I was a Vikings fan even before I was born.
Topsy-turvy, man. Started in the womb. Topsy-turvy.
Yep.
Just like, I can't even watch this, Mom. I'm going to go somersault.
The nervous twitching started before you exited the womb.
Yep.
It's crazy, man.
Yep. So it's been a struggle ever since.
Yep.
True.
Well, you're going to make three predictions here today. You can pretty much do whatever you want. Just make sure they're quantifiable. And we'll start with you, Eric, over to Judd, Declan, and then I'll round it out. We'll make three trips around the room if that's good with you, man.
Write this down.
Sounds good. I've got all Vikings picks
on
the board here. So first one, we're going to go with the Vikings move up to get the QB they want. Don't know where yet, but after that, all next four picks are going to be defense.
Okay, wait, so the Vikings are going to, you're saying it's a parlay, Vikings are going to move up for a quarterback, and then their next four picks will be defensive players.
Yep.
Interesting.
Makes sense.
Yeah, though. Cornerback for sure, defensive tackle.
Yep, they're going to get KOC, his guy, and then Flores needs some help.
Yeah. Flores is going to be like, come on now, bring it on, just like free agency.
Exactly.
Bring it on.
Eric, do you have, just off the record, of course, here, do you have a quarterback that you particularly want the Vikings to move up for?
Oh man. You know, right now I'm thinking May, but there's a piece of me that's right there with McCarthy too.
Yeah.
So
here's my question for everyone. If Thor Nystrom hadn't pounded on the table on Purple Daily like 2 months ago and said, everyone is getting this wrong, by the end of this process, JJ McCarthy is going to be a top five pick. He's way better than people think. Thor made it okay in my mind for the Vikings to move up for, I would have called that desperate 2 months ago. Now I'm like, whatever, cool, I guess. So we'll see.
Yep.
Well, it was weird too, because Thor did that on a Thursday and it felt like within the next like 4 days, it just went like wildfire and other people were, you know, credible draft experts were basically echoing the same exact thing. Like the secret club. It's like Thor. It's like Thor is like,
he pulled back the curtain. Yeah.
Here's what the knock is. And it's like, we learned knock on it. It's like, yeah, let's go JJ McCarthy.
A secret password to get into the JJ McCarthy club.
Write that down.
Maize and blue.
Jeb, what's your first prediction?
All right. I'm going to go with the Twins home opener prediction for the home opener, just in case it starts to hail on Thursday and we have to kind of play on Friday. Carlos Correa will have at least two hits and the Twins will beat the Guardians in their home opener. Okay. Guardians have been hot. They're off to a good start. They beat up on they beat the Mariners last night. But with Pablo pitching, and I think Correa has a couple of hits, I think the Twins win that game.
I think that's enough, because you're saying multiple hits for one specific player.
Two hits.
You're saying a win.
Yeah. A win.
I think that's a home run if all of that happens.
I think so, too.
Write that down.
The Dexter.
All right, write this down. Judd alluded to the fact the Twins have yet to hit a home run since opening day. Now they do play the Brewers. They're about to square off in about 20 minutes from the time we're recording as of this second. But
you're going to steal this from me, aren't you?
on the home opener, the Twins will hit multiple home runs.
Okay.
They will hit multiple home runs on the home opener against the Guardians. I don't know what will happen against the Brew Crew. Couldn't put
I
the
do.
Sheriff's on them.
You didn't Here quite steal my prediction, but I'm getting this in right under the wire. This probably gets posted as the first pitch is being thrown.
Yeah,
you're fine.
So you guys can confirm. I'm going to make a prediction about today's Brewers game.
11:48 right now.
Yep, you're good.
Yep.
So you're good.
They will hit multiple home runs in today's game against the Brewers. Now, are either one of these? I think they have one so far in three games, small sample size. Is this a home run for either one of us? I mean, it's not that uncommon to hit two home runs in a game.
I feel like we need more specifics. I feel like if you were to give. I think
if I gave you one of the players that's going
to
hit a home
you'd have
run.
To give. I mean, in the theory, we have 27 tries at this. You know,
yeah, at like, least. And they've hit. They had a season where they.
But if you want to offer up names, I ain't going to stop you. And that's
or,
a home run
or a scenario. You know, first inning or grand slam. There's got to be a quantifiable thing. I think for
today. I'm trying to find their lineup for today.
Oh, I have it.
Here we go.
Yep.
Do you have it?
Yep, I have it for you. So let's Julian leading off, Kirloff batting second, Buxton third, Kepler fourth.
Buxton gets one.
And Buxton
multiple one. Home runs and Buxton and the buck truck.
The buck truck. As long as he does not get trucked by a sausage again today, I'll be happy.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I should say gets at least one. I don't want to get smoked by the write that down semantics gods. Okay, back to Eric for his second prediction.
Cool. All right. So number two, I've got Vikings beating the Falcons this year, and they will sack Kirk at least three times. So his average per game is two, and I think we get to him at least one over his average.
This is a touchdown because it's an outcome, and then he's actually he's kind of hard to sack despite his immobility.
Yep.
He doesn't take a ton of sacks.
He'll get rid of it quick. So we'll see. I'm hoping.
It'll be a blitz off the edge, and they'll blow him up.
I hope so.
And they'll go for the ribs, too. I'm just throwing it out there, hypothetically.
You guys
go
just can't move on. You guys, you got Judd and Eric. Can't freaking let it go.
Eric and I are scheming how the Vikings are going to win a game. Since when is it a crime to
Kirk,
help
he's
the
coming
team?
off a major injury. He's got a family, okay? He's been rejected by this team. He wanted to go play back with the Vikings. They told him he broke up with him.
High-low.
Oh, God. Oh.
Farvinian high low. Hey, the Saints did it.
I love the Augusta Green he had on an Easter Sunday. I love the Augusta
with
Green.
Kids. The kids on the porch in Atlanta. It's like they've lived there their whole lives.
Every photo that his family poses in, it looks like those stock photos that you see when you go to like Target or Walmart in the frames.
Yeah,
where it's like this, like everyone's got perfect white teeth.
It's the perfect family.
Their blue eyes or whatever.
It's the perfect family. Which of course starts a horror film of epic proportions.
Yeah, ever seen Amityville?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be careful out there. Write that down. I think we're back to Judd here.
Yeah, we are. All right, write this down. Ronel Blanco. Ronel Blanco, who threw the no-no on Monday against the Blue Jays for the Astros. Mm-hmm. He will be sent to the minors or jettisoned in some way during the season.
This
Astros.
Is a great prediction.
He might return at some point, okay? So I'm not saying that he's like going to be outright cut, but he is going to be he is in the rotation because Verlander and I think somebody else are both out. And this is like a typical April no-hitter. Yeah. Oh man, what a great story. And then in 3 months he's going to be in AAA or something. So he will be sent to the minors or jettisoned in some way, just to cover my bases here, during the season.
I'm sure someone has this, like Jeff Passan or somebody. We need a list of the most random players to throw no hitters. Like Phil Umber threw one time, and that was like the end of his career, basically.
Yep. Dallas Braden. He had that epic one on Mother's Day.
Yep.
Is that a perfect game? He might have thrown a perfect game.
Yeah, perfect game. And his mom had died of breast cancer, I believe, and his grandma had raised him, and it was a great story. And then, yeah, Dex is right. I think he got hurt.
Yeah, he was very. I think Braden was a very highly touted young arm at one point with injuries, but yeah, this dude's like 30.
Yeah, he's up ripe to be gone.
Okay, Declan, back to you.
All right, write this down. Also, a minor league esque prediction from me here. Royce Lewis will play in a minor league game before June 1st.
That would be great news.
Yeah.
It'd be really good news. Also, I'm going to cover my bases. He'll play in a game. I don't really see a scenario where they don't give him a minor league rehab assignment, but just in the craziness that he just goes right to the big leagues, which I don't think will happen. No, I don't want to get burned. But so covering my ass here. I'm covering my butt. Sure. He'll play in a minor league or major league baseball game before June 1st.
So you're saying, like, if he goes to Fort Myers and rehabs there and plays on some backfield games and for some...
It can't be like a simulated game or something. Yeah.
If he goes and plays for the golf, like, is it like the Gulf Coast League or whatever it's called? The A-ball team, that would count. As long as it's an official
game.
Professional baseball game.
Gotcha.
Okay, write this down. I guess the theme of my first two predictions is teams or players breaking slumps. So I've got the Twins hitting home runs, and the Wolves play a back-to-back. Anthony Edwards hasn't hit a three-pointer in a week. He's 0 for his last 20 three-point attempts. Write this down. The Ant-Man will make at least 3 three-pointers tonight. I think that's around his average, so it's probably not a... I'm guessing this probably isn't a home run prediction. So I'll just throw it out as a nice solid knock. He'll knock down at least 3 three-pointers tonight.
Write that down.
So, okay, back to Eric for your third and final prediction, sir.
Cool. Third one, I've got 2025 season Vikings will win the NFC North.
2025. Okay.
Yep. So I think we got a stinker year coming up, which is fine. Get all the pieces in place, and then 2025, we're going to start firing.
Yeah, 2025 is some nice cap space, although if they bring back Jefferson, there's not going to be as much cap space. But they've got a nice cap situation. They might have a quarterback going into his second year, you know. Yep.
And you could actually, if you do the multi-year contract with Justin Jefferson, you could actually clear, like, take cap hits beyond 25 and create more room in 25. I'm with you. If they get the quarterback right, I think 25 is ripe to be a really good year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. So, Eric, since you've got this life-changing platform right now, is there anyone you'd like to thank that helped you get to this pinnacle moment?
Well, my family, you know, my wife and kids, and wife putting up with all the Vikings games and Timberwolves games now every, you know, couple nights. My parents for getting me into Minnesota sports and toughing it out after all these years.
Awesome, man. Well, great work with your predictions here. We appreciate you taking some time out of your work day to hang out with us.
Absolutely.
And get hopefully back we can inside do it again. And get to work before the boss finds out.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to sneak back in.
Boss is like, where's that damn Eric? Always looking for him.
Spewing Vikings takes on the dumb podcast.
In Bears land. So.
Yep. Yeah. Awesome, man. Okay. All right, Eric. Take care, dude. We'll hopefully see you again sometime.
Yep.
So there he is. Let's make our final three predictions here, boys. Judd, what do you got?
All right, I am going to pivot to a wild prediction.
Oh, well.
Ryan Hartman has been suspended for 3 games, served the first of a 3-game suspension because he threw a stick like a javelin towards an official on Saturday out of frustration. but what this means is Ryan
Hartman. I love how that's a 3-game suspension only in hockey.
There was great debate about how could they suspend him. That was a terrible call. It's like, because you don't get to throw your stick at a human being. Yeah. And he almost hit Boldy right in the freaking face because he was going up the tunnel, came back on, and literally javelined it across the ice. Anyway, Ryan Hartman will score a goal on Sunday in his first game back against the Blackhawks. This is a typical hockey, I'm sorry, I'm going to show you how valuable I can be. Blackhawks, of course, suck. Hartman was once a first-round draft pick of the Blackhawks. He will score a goal, at least a goal, just to cover my bases. He will score at least a goal on Sunday.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Don't throw weapons at officials.
Yeah.
That's the lesson we're learning
here.
Just
stupid.
All right, last one from me here. WrestleMania prediction. I think I have a couple. I know I have the Jason Kelce one, which, by the way, is trending towards probably coming off the board correctly for me. They reached out to him about being involved, and I believe the spirit of my prediction was he'll get in the ring and do something.
Yes.
Okay.
So that is trending and good news for me. But another write that down prediction. The Money in the Bank contract will be cashed in at WrestleMania or on the Raw after WrestleMania. Damian Priest has had the briefcase for months now, and I think my sense tells me they're going to spoil Drew McIntyre's WrestleMania win, who has a great little storyline going. I love what they're doing with Drew, but I think he's going to win the title, will have his moment, and then it'll just be squashed by the Judgment Day, and then Damian Priest takes that title off him seconds later at WrestleMania. That's my thinking, but I think it also could happen on Raw afterwards too.
We need this to happen in real sports, you know,
Money in the Bank,
where, oh man, congratulations. You got the Denver Nuggets are hoisting the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Confetti is falling. And you've got Adam Silver up on the stage, and all of a sudden, wait a second. Wait a second.
That's the Lakers.
That's the Timberwolves. That's the Lakers. The Heat. The Heat are here. Jimmy Butler. It's one game. It's one overtime period. That's all you get. You cash it in, you get one overtime period for the title.
Same thing.
No?
Same thing with trade deadlines. Look, Woj and Shams, you can't report all of them. And then what if all of a sudden just LeBron James is on the Knicks one night? He's just there for introductions. Just like the Royal Rumble. It'd be great. It'd be great.
It'd be hilarious, man.
Wait a second.
Okay, my final prediction.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
UConn beats Iowa in the women's Final Four. And to make this, because it's a 2.5-point spread, so that's not a home run. And Paige Beckers will have a higher field goal percentage in the game than Caitlin Clark.
Ooh.
Now, she has a higher on the season, so it wouldn't be like, but
right.
I think everyone's talking about Caitlin Clark, this historical run, and that's great, and she's the best player, yada, yada. But Paige Beckers, let's not forget, a few years ago, this was supposed to be Paige Beckers' stage, okay? Mm-hmm. And she's going to show everyone. So UConn over Iowa with Paige Beckers having a higher field goal percentage than Caitlin Clark in the
game.
That's
a home run. Yep.
Okay, write it down.
Write this down.
Here we go, boys. All right, we got to get this posted so Declan can watch multiple home runs being hit by the Twins against the Brewers here.
We got to get it posted so you're not called a fraud by people who are like, why did the Twins just hit two home runs and this fraud is telling me they're going to hit two home runs?
Yep. And keep an eye on the Scornar Twin Show podcast feed and YouTube channel for the main episodes, Tuesdays with Trevor Plouffe yesterday and Declan hosting Extra Innings also. So all sorts of Twins content coming at you. Flagrant Howls, we just posted in episode 2, recapping the fun game last night against the Rockets. So it's a busy time here at Score North across all of our podcasts. We'll see you guys tomorrow.